This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. And we have a help box there on our homepage. You can send us any questions or problems through there as well. And our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Well, today for the first half of the show, we're going to be talking with our good friend, Dr. Gary Rademacher from Downtown's Healthcare. Again, you've heard from Dr. Gary here several times on our show, and glad to have you in studio again, Doc.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Great to see you. So recently we had a seminar a few days back. I'll tell you, it's hard to believe it's almost going to be May until this year is just flying by.
Half over.
Absolutely. But, you know, getting to visit with some of these people that come to your seminars just a few minutes, you know, before we get started with them, a lot of people out there searching for answers to a four-letter word, and that's pain.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a huge, huge problem right now, and it's becoming worse because as a society, we've gotten to a point where we medicate things and we mask it. We don't actually fix problems, and so and we have this huge opioid epidemic right mm-hmm. now because of that, and the opioids don't fix the problem, and then you have the addiction issues on top of that. So
sure.
It's becoming an exponentially huge, huge problem.
Absolutely. Again, Downtown's Healthcare, you can check out their website, downtownshealthcare.com. Their number is 303-292-9992, 303-292-9992. Well, I thought we'd talk just a little bit about probably the areas that you probably see most, at least from the chiropractic side of things, and that's just, you know, neck, spine, you know, lower back and all that. And, I'm going through my own neck issues right now with different things and, been getting some treatment, great, great treatment there at Downtown's Healthcare as well. But when we talk about, I want to talk about first, you know, Downtown's Healthcare, we say it's an integrated medical office. What does that really mean to a patient?
To a patient, you're going to have a team of providers helping you. It's a team approach. We have medical providers, chiropractors. We have people doing rehab. We have massage therapists. But, you know, when someone comes in, they're seeing more than one different type of provider, and they huddle up. And after that initial evaluation is done, they huddle up and they do a team meeting where they're reviewing each case. They're reviewing any MRIs, any x-rays. They're reviewing the exam. And they are counseling with each other on, hey, what's the best approach to help this person?
Mm-hmm. So when we talk about neck, let's just start there. Reading on a lot of this just myself, you know, a lot of things can cause it. You know, injuries and accidents, sometimes it's just getting old. We hear the word, though, degenerative a lot.
Yeah.
So kind of walk through some of the different things that, you know, you see there at Downtown's Healthcare if we just focus on the neck.
Yeah, I'd say the number one thing that we'll see is an alignment issue coupled with like a degenerative arthritic condition that ensues. However, you know, I think in our society today, you know, we're so active. Mm-hmm. And you look at kids now, they're playing year-round sports. They're really active, and there's many, many traumas. There's three main things that will cause a joint to break down, and that's an old trauma, an alignment issue, that's actually the two main issues typically, or right. Like an infection, like you can have a disease process as well. But, you know, when you look at the overall, like what happens with someone when we see people, they're already breaking down, but a normal joint is made to outlive us. And so if a joint's breaking down, it's because there's a problem with it. You know, whether there's an old injury where a ligament has been damaged, or we have an alignment problem. So it's very similar to like the front end of your car. If it's not lined up well, the tires wear out.
Right.
Our bodies wear out too if they're not lined up properly. So, typically arthritis is a sign of an old injury for the mm-hmm. most part. And many people don't realize they've been injured, but, you know, I've read studies before. They say that the average person has 1,000 falls before they hit before they're a teenager. When you think about learning to ride a bike, falling out of a tree, you know, I mean, sure. Learning to walk. I mean, so there's many times you can have injuries early on and you just don't realize that you may have caused a problem.
Absolutely. You know, when it comes to the care there at Downtown's Healthcare, what I've just been super impressed with is just the time that everyone spends with you there. You know, I mean, you don't feel like it's just a rushed numbers thing, which some practices are probably like that. I mean, most of my other future chiropractic visits, man, if I was there 7-8 minutes, if I had to wait on something just to run there and lay on a table and get adjusted, it's not like that there.
Yeah.
And I think that's what, you know, huge difference I think people will get at Downtown's Healthcare.
Yeah, I mean, each, you know, treatment protocol, each individual has their own treatment recommendations, and it's individualized for them. And we have systems in place where, you know, you're not sitting around waiting very long.
Yeah.
And that's our intention. And if someone needs to get in, if, as a new patient, we get them in right away. Mm-hmm. It's usually within 24 hours. So we pride ourselves on being efficient, but doing a really good job at the same time.
Right. 303-292-9992. 303-292-9992 is the number. It's downtownshealthcare.com. You can go to their website and really see all the different things that they can help you with. And again, I highly, highly recommend them. I've been receiving treatment there as well. And it is just a great, great place from the minute you walk in the door to when you leave. Just great, great people there that you can tell really care about the patients. Now, when we talk about the whole thing with just the health of the neck, are there things for people that are listening and are saying, hey, well, this doesn't even apply to me, I don't have any issues right now, are there things that people that don't are lucky enough not to have that pain that could be doing to stay, keep their neck and spine and disc healthy? What are there some just tips there at any way? Or
yeah, I think that in general, there are some things that you can do. Just stay, you know, stay moving and stretching out and whatnot. But I think in today's culture, we've gone from an industrial society to a technological society. So most people are sitting these days with work.
Right.
And sitting, when you sit, you put so much pressure on your back compared to when you're standing or laying down. And so I'd say one of the big things for a neck would be like try to get you know, help with that head forward posture. You know, lay your head off of the bed and get into extension and stretch out the front muscles of your neck. Try not to you know, you get this like what they call tech neck, where people are always looking down at their cell phones now.
Sure.
And that head goes forward. When your head goes forward, what that does is it actually puts around 15, 20, 30 pounds of pressure on your neck and upper back. Because you have to imagine like your neck is holding up a bowling ball.
Right.
For every inch your head moves forward, you're putting a tremendous amount of stress and tension on the discs, on the nerves, on the musculature and the ligaments of the, and so that's what can create breakdown as well. It's just not being lined up well.
Mm-hmm.
And that also creates a lot of tension and knots in the upper back and shoulders.
Right.
So just getting the head back over your shoulders is number one for me.
Yeah, Dr. Doug actually told me that yesterday when I was there to do some different things to try to get that extension and movement there, you know, because he said those exact words. That's a lot of weight right there that your neck's holding up for sure. When we talk about the injury and accidents, and again, a few weeks back, we did a show with Kevin Flesh, but talk about that just a minute with, you know, kind of the way that works. If people have been involved in maybe an auto accident and what that looks like there for them to come and get their initial consultation and then how you help there.
Yeah, if you've had an accident, you definitely want to get checked out because many times endorphins and enkephalins are released in your body, which is your body's natural painkiller. And so you initially have that accident and you think that, hey, I was lucky there. I don't have any issues. But symptoms can start to come on days and weeks later. So it's always good to get checked. We're very thorough in our office. Our providers are highly credentialed, meaning that they have hundreds of hours of postgraduate education, which is not the norm. And what that allows us to do is properly triage a case, meaning like once we do a full assessment and evaluation, what's the next step? Do we need an MRI? Do we need special imaging, special testing? We want to document and objectify the injury. We want to be able to spell it out for not only the patient, let them know what's going on, but also if there's legal issues there, the attorney wants that information.
Sure.
And that's what gets you paid on your claim. That's what actually, you know, the insurance company will take care of you if you give them the right information.
Right.
Their intention is not to hold back, which a lot of people think insurance companies are trying to screw you, but they're really not. They just want the truth.
Mm-hmm.
They want the data. And many offices get into this routine of not documenting properly. And so it's difficult to prove, you know, the mechanism of injury. And so, you know, that's when you start to have a battle on your hands. And so in our office, not only are we trained up from a treatment standpoint of how we take care of a patient, but how we're trained up on, like, how do you prove it? You know, and how do you actually give all that data to an attorney? So if you do have an attorney, you know, if you're not at fault and you have injuries,
right,
you can take care of it.
You know, the biggest thing that I see when and talking to friends that are in my age range, all that is, and people, they wait so long to come in. Mm-hmm. And I just want to put a word out there. If you're hurting somewhere and your body is telling you that there's pain somewhere, I mean, it's trying to help you out by telling you there's pain. And I just had a friend of mine recently, ignored some leg pain, went to a chiropractor from Florida somewhere for a couple of times, and the chiropractor said, hey, look, what we did should have helped you a little, mm-hmm. and being it didn't, you should go get an MRI. Did an MRI, and they found a mass at the bottom of his spine.
Yep.
Now he's doing some chemo stuff and different things like that. So do you see that a lot where people, you know, try to just work through it, especially guys? I mean, we're pretty famous for that.
I was just going to say that, you know, women typically do a much better job of taking care of themselves and listening to their bodies. Guys tend to, you know, have this macho approach to where it will just go away.
Mm-hmm.
And many times it does, because the body is very adaptable. But what happens is you have a problem, you get used to it, you adapt, you don't notice it as much anymore. But while that's time is going by, the body's breaking down. And so what we find is when something does happen to where finally they want to get checked out, this could be something that's been going on for years, a decade, and you're dealing with a major degenerative process where you can no longer fix it 100%.
Right.
You might be able to help someone get out of pain and avoid unnecessary medications and surgery, but you've let it go to a point, or they've let it go to a point to where they're going to have to just keep up on themselves just to have a higher quality of life as they get older.
Right. A few minutes before a break here, but, you know, I would touch on here before a break of regenerative medicine, because as we've talked about this in just the neck so far, it can help everyone, and you're the first one to say that as well, but it has saved a lot of people from a lot of different surgeries and knees, whatever, shoulders, back, everything. But just talk a minute about, you know, even the new things that you guys are doing at Downtown's Healthcare with regenerative medicine.
Yeah, I would say a couple things. One is you're absolutely right when it doesn't help everybody, and we want to put that disclaimer out there. That's why we do a very thorough evaluation and consultation to see if someone's a candidate. Having said that, though, we do see some really amazing things. I mean, years ago they used to say that, hey, stem cells in the future. Well, the future is now. It's people are getting really great results with it. And the sooner you actually apply it and use it, the better results that you're going to see. If
sure.
you're dealing with like a joints, if someone has like as knees as an example, if they have mild breakdown, they're going to get much better results than if someone has like, you know, severe degeneration going on. When someone comes in, they have severe degeneration. It's like, listen, you know, if it was me, I would do it, but it's less likely to help, and you might need more than one treatment.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen people respond well to that as well. So, however, the sooner you catch it, the better, like anything else.
Sure. Our number is 303-477-5600. If you've got any questions for Dr. Gary Rademacher, we'll open up our phone lines there. Check out the website, downtownshealthcare.com, and their number again for free consultation is 303-292-9992. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We got to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Without changing your budget, own your home faster. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have learned to pay less interest to the bank, not change their spending habits, and own their home faster. Affordable Interest Mortgage has a possible solution. 720-895-0500. Does your current loan allow you to access your equity without refinancing for another loan at higher rates? Does your current loan allow your equity to make your mortgage payment without late fees or dinging your credit? At AIM, we have a loan that allows you those freedoms, all for 30 years. This could be the last loan you need. pay off your home faster, pay less interest to the bank, access your equity when you need it, skip payments. Call AIM for details, 720-895-0500. If you're tired of paying all that interest up front on a traditional 30-year fixed, call 720-895-0500 and let us save you thousands. Home of the Asset Manager, locally owned and operated, where it is all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
This is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Dr. Gary Rademacher is with us. Downtown's Healthcare, once again, their number 303-292-9992, 303-292-9992. Just call and mention you heard Dr. Gary here on Haystack Help Radio, and get in and get some help. And again, this is truly an awesome, awesome, as we mentioned in our first segment, integrated medical office. And every person there just really cares about the patient, no matter what department you're in. And I've certainly enjoyed the care I have received there personally. So when we talk about, you know, disc problems in general, let's move on down then in the back and all those different things. You hardly meet anybody that doesn't say something about some kind of back pain. Yeah. So it is really an epidemic everywhere.
It is. Yeah, I mean, it's. I would say that a majority of people, and actually there's plenty of studies on this now, that will state that most people will experience some form of back problem in their lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and many times it's, like I said, we talked earlier, it can be trauma-based or it can just be repetitive stress-based. You know, we live in a recumbent society now. We're not moving as much as we used to before. Motion is life. When you're putting movement in a joint, it actually lubricates. Like, if you look at a disc, what lubricates the disc is movement. That's the reason why we have those wobble chairs in the office. And when you're in there and you're trying to put movement into the spine, that forces... It's called a process called eburnation. It forces fluid from the bone into the disc. And so that's how it gets its nourishment. After the puberty, you no longer have a direct blood supply of the disc. It's white tissue. It doesn't get a direct blood supply. And so it gets its nourishment through motion. And so, you know, people who are sitting 8, 10, and 12 hours a day, not getting much motion in their life, and they are in awkward positions, like sitting all day long, they're more prone for back problems as time goes on.
Gotcha. Again, when we talk about the whole degenerative side, when you look at, you know, different reports, all the different things, have a lot of people that come in just really said, hey, I'm coming here, but everybody's told me surgery. But yet, y'all have been able to do some, put them on some treatment plans, and people have to stick with these treatment plans, and that's really what I push to people. You know, you can't go two or three times and expect a miracle. It usually is a 3 to 6 month and maybe a lifetime process of maintenance, so to speak.
Yeah. I heard a great analogy this weekend. I was at a conference in Orlando, and, you know, when an athlete gets injured or has a back problem, they have a team of doctors. Mm-hmm. And those team of doctors work on them, and that athlete cannot go back onto the court or the field until every provider that they're working with has checked the box releasing them. From a layman's perspective, we don't have that luxury. What we get is, prescriptions, or we go over the counter and we try to block the pain, but we're not doing anything to rehabilitate the area. And so because people are so stuck on the pharmaceutical world, it's been ingrained in us that, hey, take a pill for every ill, take something for everything and we'll be all good. What that has laid the foundation, unfortunately, for is chronic conditions, because people never actually fix the problem. They just, and so on your point where you talk about if you have an issue and you only go in a couple times, maybe that's all you need. But for a majority of people that we see nowadays, that's not enough to rehabilitate an area. And so you can get some temporary relief, but if you don't follow through with your treatment, typically you're having exacerbations and flare-ups.
Right. Talk about a little bit about the staff. Karen there, has done some injections for me and all that. And talk about some of the different things, besides the regenerative medicine, some of the other type of procedures that you can do that help people as well.
Sure. So from a medical standpoint, our office, we do trigger point injections. We'll do injections in the muscle, and there's natural compounds within these injections. It's not drug based. It can be, but we try not to. And our whole purpose is to get function back into an area so that we can get people off of meds. We also do different large joint injections. We try to stay away from a steroid, because to me a steroid can make the problem worse.
Sure.
Over time. Gosh, we have headache protocols, headache treatments. We do nerve blocks on the medical side. On the chiro side, obviously, there's around 25 to 30 different types of injections that are not injections, but treatments that they do. I mean, they're trained up in a lot of different techniques. We have a whole rehab floor where we have different, stations where people do different types of exercises to help strengthen an area and stretch out an area. And we have a massage therapist. We have a plethora of different services. Man. On the regenerative side, it's just not for joints. And there's people now coming in for aesthetics, which, they'll do like facial rejuvenation, which is they can help with their wrinkles, their age spots, hair restoration. I mean, there's many things that you can use regenerative medicine for.
Sure.
And on top of that, we also do biotin in our office, which is like your natural hormone replacement therapy.
Let's go to the phones real quick. We've got Ann on the line. Ann, you're on Haystack Help Radio with Dr. Gary. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Gary. You sound terrific.
Oh, thank you.
I want to ask you about the inverter table. There is something that you can... I have one of these. I don't use it. But you basically are laying almost not vertical, but you're much more than... your toes are above your head.
Yes.
So can you talk about what that does and if it's something you think is valuable or
I think it's valuable. I have one myself and I use it probably 4 or 5 times a week. I should use it daily. But what it does is just, you invert and you use gravity help to distract and pull on your back and your spine, and it helps to, you have to kind of work your way up, to where you can tolerate being completely vertical or you go at different angles, but it helps to decompress areas that may be really, compressed on you. So I really like them quite a bit.
Great. And so can I ask you, if you start like at a minute sort of going as far as you can and then building up, is there kind of like you don't want to do, I mean, you're probably not going to do it that often anyway, meaning more than once a day or way less. Is there anything to be concerned about not overdoing it?
Well, I would always make sure that you've been properly diagnosed, and if you have a problem that you've gotten checked out. I do like using these, but obviously if you have, depending on what your condition is, it would really determine, what I would tell you to do. But let's just say that you had the green light to do it. I always start off at 30 seconds to a minute, and I listen to my body, and I have one where I'll go back like maybe 40, 50 degrees, and then I'll come back up, and I'll lay horizontally, and then I'll go back for another 20 or 30 seconds, and then I'll come back up. So I slowly get into it. And then after every 2 or 3 days, I'll add like maybe 30 seconds to it. And once you get to 2 or 3 minutes, typically that's, you know, enough. And depending on what your goal and your objective is, you can do it multiple times a day. But from a wellness standpoint, I like to do it at least once a day.
Oh, I see. Okay, you're terrific. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
All right. Mm-hmm. See there, Dr. Gary, you're terrific on radio. 292-9992, 303-292-9992 is the number for Downtown's Healthcare. You can check out their website at downtownshealthcare.com. Let's close out. We got a few more minutes here. Let's talk about this program that you have. You mentioned about the replacement, hormone replacement.
Yeah, you know, so let's just go back like 20 years ago. Studies were coming out saying that, you know, the synthetic hormones are really, you know, bad, and they were. They're not the best thing for you, and they're still happening today. But the big stigma was to stop doing it because it was causing like different types of heart disease and cancers with women and whatnot. And so, unfortunately, many people stopped doing this. And really, if you're using bioidentical hormones, plant based, and you are optimizing yourself based on labs, so you do lab work to see exactly where your testosterone and estrogen levels are at. And you optimize those, and what they do is they use pellets. So instead of synthetically injecting yourself or doing creams, and you're doing that all the time, it's a pellet-based therapy where you put these pellets in your bottom, and they last for anywhere from 4 to 6 months, and it optimizes those hormone levels. And so, I mean, from increased energy to and vitality to brain and heart health, the benefits of that. I mean, mm-hmm. it's a really good thing to be looking into right now. And it really doesn't matter your age. I mean, it's obviously when you hit 30, 40 years of age, it's something you probably should just get checked because, sure. You know, many times you start to fatigue and you don't have the energy levels that you used to. And many times it's a hormonal imbalance.
Mm-hmm. And I tell you, I just want to put out the caution out there as well. Again, we have done our due diligence here, and like I say, I am getting treated at Downtown's Healthcare, so 1,000% endorse them and recommend them. But you always want to be careful in just some of these, shopping center little areas, where maybe they're offering deals, and just make sure of who's doing injections and who's offering some of these treatments, because there are some things out there that could hurt you.
Absolutely, and that's, everything that we have in our office that we do, we've vetted out extremely, and our providers are highly, highly trained, And we've been usually doing it for a while. Like even with when we look at Bio-T and looking at natural hormone replacement, it's something we've looked at for a while, and, mm-hmm. and we've experimented before we actually put it on the lines.
Right.
Same thing with regenerative medicine. We looked at that for quite a long time before we actually added that to our practice.
Sure. Again, give them a call, 303-292-9992, 303-292-9992. They're located at 950 17th Street downtown. And again, if you go to their website, you'll see a beautiful website. You can see all the different things they can help you with there. And as we mentioned earlier, if you've been in an auto accident or something and you need some help, they can help you there. And if it's just something you want to get on some kind of regular maintenance program, because I don't meet anybody that, you just meet every day and, boy, they say, I get all the rest I need. I just feel great. Everybody. You look at what these energy drink sales are. You just took 5-hour energy and looked at what that sells. Everybody's looking for that boost of energy to get them through.
Yep. Yeah, I think that obviously when you look at these energy drinks, if you were to look at what they're made up of, you'd really second guess taking it if you realize how the effects of on the body that they had. But this is something to where when you're looking at the hormones, I mean, if you have lack of energy, difficulty sleeping, reduced mental focus, if you're moody, anxious, or depressed, if you have weight gain, especially in the midsection, decreased muscle strength, muscle or joint pain, reduced sexual desire, all of those are signs and symptoms of having a hormonal imbalance. So if you have any of those, you should just get your labs done to check.
Sure. Well, Dr. Gary, always great to see you, and great information.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
We appreciate it. 303-292-9992, downtownshealthcare.com. We'll be right back.
Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
When people see the new, beautiful cat lodge at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they're pretty impressed. With its sleek condo spaces, stunning wall murals reflecting Colorado mountainscapes, custom-built cat trees made from real aspen and spruce, and a colorful and entertaining fish tank, we couldn't be happier to show it off. The Cat Lodge is a special place for cats of all ages and sizes to hang out when their families are away, providing much-needed peace and tranquility. Whether your special friend loves to lounge, nest, explore, or be entertained, you can rest assured that your special companion will find something that suits his or her fancy. The atmosphere is relaxing and stress-free and filled with cat-friendly activities and objects of interest. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, we understand how stressful it can be to leave a beloved pet behind when you have to be away. Call Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center with your questions about our new cat lodge and our cat boarding services. 303-708-8050 or visit lonetreevet.com.
I was out on my motorcycle and a car came out of nowhere and hit me. And I was hurt bad. My life was instantly turned upside down. I can't go to work. My bike was totaled. I had some savings, but that's all gone. And on top of all that, the person who hit me didn't have any insurance at all. I just don't know what to do.
After you've been in a motorcycle accident, call Kevin Flesh at Flesh Law. He will answer all of your questions. Kevin Flesh will help you determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. And he has the experience and the knowledge to navigate the complicated maze created by the insurance company designed to minimize your claim. Call Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-806-8886 to find out how he can help you to get the compensation that you deserve. That's Kevin Flesh, 303-806-8886. Call now and get back on the road.
If you're looking for great deals on outdoor equipment and clothing, we've got you covered. Hi, this is Bill Paddock, owner of the Outdoorsman's Attic, your outdoor gear consignment headquarters. You'll save 20, 30, 40, even 50% on previously owned outdoor gear for the fisherman, hunter, and camper. We also sell live bait, firearms, and ammo. If you're doing a little spring cleaning, bring in your gear to the Outdoorsman's Attic. We'll sell it for you and put cash in your pocket. You can also pick up your hunting and fishing licenses right here at the store. Your one-stop shop for all your outdoor gear needs is the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hampton Avenue in Sheridan, Colorado. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Or visit us online at outdoorsmansattic.com. Mention Sportsman's of Colorado and receive 20% off all your outdoor clothing.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, today at 3. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Dr. Gary's still with us here for one more segment. And also want to welcome in studio Andy Stone. Andy is with Upright MRI of Colorado. And I actually did an MRI last week with Andy over at their office on Revere Parkway in Centennial. And I don't know how many of you have had to get an MRI, but once you were told that you had to get that, if you've ever done one before, I know what you're feeling. You hate that tube to be slid up in there. And I don't know, especially for guys in larger frame, shoulders or whatever, to just feel that pressure on your shoulders and just to be stuck in that tube for 45 minutes is not fun. Well, there's a place you can go now called Upright MRI of Colorado. They're located at 6726 South Revere Parkway in Centennial. So, Andy, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, glad to be here.
So, I'm telling you, just take a couple of seconds here and talk about my experience, and then want to let you talk about all that you have to offer there, and then Dr. Geary chime in on this as well, because certainly MRI is a great tool out there for the medical world for all the soft tissue things. But
my staff said that you were a very good patient.
Well, hey, I got to watch a Rockies game and do an MRI. You can't beat that. Now, the stressful part was watching the Rockies pitching. That was the stressful part. But overall, man, just sit in a chair, slide back, be tilted just a little bit, and like I say, watch a 50-inch big screen. That's pretty cool.
It is. Patients prefer it, and they'll choose it. The big issue we have right now is getting where everybody knows about it.
Right.
It's an MRI, just like the other MRIs. It's slightly less Tesla than most of the tubes. At 0.6, the tubes are 1.5. But we're able to obtain competitive image quality with those tubes because of time. That's just the math behind MRI. It's the gradients and time. So it may take us a little bit longer to capture the images, 35 to 40 minutes on a spine. But those images are competitive with those other machines. So once patients see that, they're going to pick it for their own comfort reasons and watching the Rockies game.
Sure.
But clinicians are starting to see that weight bearing is actually a clinical benefit, getting an MRI in a more natural weight bearing position where there's pressure on the spine. And then we even add more to that with a flexion and extension views. So you're seeing three angles of the neck or the low back.
Right. Now, I love just being very transparent on the show. So what the thing has been out there a lot of times with open MRIs, different things like that, the quality, some say, won't be as good. The people that have the closed MRIs say the quality won't be as good. Okay,
you can get a bad image out of a 1.5 MRI.
Sure.
And you know, patient motion is high on the list for getting image quality.
Mm-hmm.
The technologist is very critical.
Right.
How much they care and take their time, and you don't want to be rushing people in and out. Our tech is one of the best in the state for patient care, and we deal a lot with claustrophobia. I think we see all of the VA's PTSD patients. They do not want to get in a tube. And so we're experts at dealing with it. And you mentioned open MRIs. Open MRIs were invented because of these problems. You know, there's patients. I ran into a gentleman on an elevator yesterday. And he saw my shirt. I'm a walking billboard for Upright. And he goes, well, I decided I was never going to have another MRI in my life. That was a conscious decision he made. And he goes, well, now I can actually have an MRI.
Sure.
And my own mother said that years ago. She said she's just not going to do it.
Well, when I took my disc to downtown Healthcare yesterday, and Dr. Doug, a gentleman there, a chiropractor that helps me out in my treatment, he was really, really glad to see the quality of images that this provides. And he said,
good.
Man, and his word, if this really is what it can be, this is going to revolutionize MRIs, Dr. Geary.
Yeah, it definitely will. I mean, I think that the benefits are just the weight-bearing portion. Many times, like when people have disc problems, when they're laying down, they don't feel as bad as when they actually stand up or sit up. And that's because the weight-bearing of the body will compress that disc. And so many times, you know, when people have problems and they just go recumbent, you may not be getting a good diagnosis because you're not seeing it on the image. What this allows you to do is actually put weight bearing to it and actually get a clean picture of what's actually occurring in that area at that disc level. And then also just the fact that they do different positions really is beneficial from the standpoint of, is there excessive movement in the spine? Like, is there ligament laxity? Is there a ligament injury that this is going to pick up where, you know, a normal recumbent MRI may not?
Right.
Well, and we talked about image quality and how important it is no matter where you go.
Sure.
You need to have quality imagery. And the patients actually play a big role in that, as I mentioned, with motion. But when you consider how long Upright has been the name of the company, it's only been 3 years. And I've been trying to cover this whole metro, it's 3 million people, it's kind of hard. So I can't go around to a doctor's office even today and not have shocked disbelief in the face of provider staff.
Right.
Wow. Well, this is what I would want. They'd never heard of it.
Sure.
And so there's been other names, which means there's been other techs, other management, where they may not have cared as much. And when we took over the company, we obviously, we have all the records. And so I know how poorly those images were getting put out. Mm-hmm. And so we have to overcome that and prove that upright MRI is no longer this vertical machine that they may have seen a bad image in the past.
Right.
It's now being professionally run.
So your process now, if someone wants to get an MRI, do they still need a doctor to refer them to get an MRI?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And then they can do cash or they can do insurance?
They can do anything. We do auto liens, cash, 98% of the insurances. There's a lot of insurances out there, but we're in network with them. We accept them. There's even those closed insurance companies that if the patient calls them up and says, no, I want upright MRI, they'll authorize it.
Do you take Bitcoin yet?
Oh, yeah, Bitcoin. That's good.
Well, I want to do a show on that, if I could understand it, man.
I can't believe this bonus I'm having to be able to have you on as well. This is awesome.
It's fun. Thanks for having us.
So talk about just the difference between X-ray and MRI for those that maybe, you know, don't understand the difference, doctor.
Well, yeah, the doctor can answer that one.
Well, I mean, to really dumb it down, X-ray is just going to basically show you your bone and spacing. And MRI is just going to show you, you know, pretty much all your muscles, your ligaments, your bone. It shows pretty much everything, you know, so it's a much better diagnostic tool, especially if you're looking for space-occupying lesions, which would be like if you have a disc injury and you want to see, like, where is it at? What nerve is it compressing? Especially if you're a surgical candidate, a surgeon's going to want specificity. They want to know exactly what are they dealing with. And you know, just looking at your brochure, it, why people aren't going to this, you know, in mass surprises me.
Yeah.
Because you know, there are many people who've been injured and they can't get it. You know, I actually see it just in my office. They have an injury and you can't objectify it because they're not getting the right type of testing done. Mm-hmm. And many times they're getting the right test, but for instance, in this type of a upright MRI, you're using gravity, and gravity, you know, when you're upright, you can see quite a bit more, or when you're doing different positions, you can see more than if you're just recumbent. And so I think to differentially diagnose something, this is the way to go. So I think that this is cutting edge, and I'm just wondering how I can buy into your future.
Yeah, well, yeah, locations. Let's talk after we're off the air. I mentioned a moment ago about the necessity of, you know, capitalism is awesome, right? MRIs are great, but they were claustrophobic. So 28 years ago, the open MRIs came into play. Those are still recumbent, and you're still laying down, but it's open on the sides, and many listeners may be able to relate to that. The strength of those magnets are generally 0.3, and upright is 0.6, so it's double the magnet strength. But those 0.3 opens are still diagnostic.
Mm-hmm.
They're still used by doctors, and they're accredited. And ergo, we are accredited and diagnostic and with all these other benefits. It's multifaceted.
Right. And you can do anything. I mean, from knees to, I mean, whatever.
Sure.
Whole body, yeah.
We shy away from abdomens. It's due to the motion and the there's breath holds and things like that. Now, in cases where it's extreme and the doctors really want us to give it a shot,
yeah,
it's fine. Okay. It's interesting about this is an MRI machine. And it's a tool, and it's a tool for doctors. I just run it, and my staff, you know, provide, you know, comfort and really treat these patients great. But the tool is for doctors, mm-hmm. not me. So once they learn how to use this tool, it's like any other medical device, then they can maximize the benefits for patients.
Great. Again, it's Upright MRI of Colorado, the 6726 South Revere Parkway in Centennial. Their number, 303-858-8855. 303-858-8855. Call, get an appointment there. They can answer all of your questions. And I'm telling you, it's awesome. I mean, if you got to get an MRI, hopefully you never have to do it. But if you need one, this is the way to do it. So, Andy, thanks so much. We look forward to our next visit.
You're welcome.
And Dr. Gary, thanks for hanging for an extra segment with us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Again, Downtown's Healthcare, 303-292-9992, downtownshealthcare.com.
Don't fall for gimmick ads when choosing your insurance coverage. Group Insurance Analyst has been Colorado's insurance superstore since 1984, where customers can compare and shop for all of their insurance needs. At GIA Insurance, their brokers have no allegiance to any particular health, auto, or home insurance company. Take advantage of their experience, expertise, and exceptional client service. For your free quote, call today at 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Visit their website, e-gia.com, or stop by their office at 44th and Garrison Street in Wheat Ridge. Group Insurance Analyst is an official Haystack Help registered company.
Tired of walking into your local gun store and seeing the same old thing? Hey, let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. You'll find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. Rampart Firearms is also a great stop for all of your hunting and shooting needs. Shotgun, rifle, or pistol, from predator hunting to your next big game trip, Rampart Firearms is located in Douglas County at the foot of the Rockies, just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe in Sedalia. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, and hey, you'll only pay 4% tax on your purchase. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Or visit them at rampartfirearms.com.
When it comes to retirement planning, one of our biggest fears is running out of money. Have you sat down with a financial professional to help you plan for a comfortable retirement? It's never too soon or too late for retirement planning. Call Dot Mechtenberg today at 303-940-7807. That's 303-940-7807. Or visit dotmechtenberg.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. Glad to talk to you now. Jess Sorcy, and Jess is the Metabolic Coordinator, Integrated Health Systems. You can check out their website, integratedhealthdenver.com. Jess, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I am waiting to get some blood results back, and then we're going to get on a good path. So I've talked to Dr. Stedman, and I told him I'm going to break down and finally eat what you tell me to eat. So it's going to be a struggle, but we're going to do it.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit, and you know, you've been on with Dr. Stedman several times, but I wanted to kind of separate you a little bit today and really just talk about the nutrition side of things. And tell us just a little bit about your background and how you got into this field.
Yeah, my background, actually, I was a middle school and high school English teacher for a few years, and then decided that really wasn't my path. And one of the reasons was because I became more passionate about nutrition while I was teaching, because I saw, you know, the kids in the classroom were eating well and that was affecting their learning. And I also coached a cross-country team and would see what these athletes were eating and not eating. And so at that point, I decided that I still wanted to be a teacher, but I wanted to teach nutrition. So my ultimate goal was to go back and get a degree in nutrition, which is what I did through the Nutrition Therapy Institute. And then I wanted to go back into the school system. But then I fell in love with more the clinical side of nutrition, which is currently what I'm doing in Dr. Stedman's office. So definitely different paths have come my way. And now I feel like I'm doing what I really enjoy doing, and it's a good fit. So I really love helping get people on the right track to health and wellness.
Right. You know, I was looking at a few of your credentials and reading on several websites about you, and one quote I saw and I wanted to get your comments on, it says, as a master nutritionist therapist, Jess focuses on helping clients bring balance back to the body as a means of regaining overall health and wellness. When you talk about bringing balance back to the body, what are we talking about?
We're really talking about working on the body's systems to make sure the physiology is working properly. So bringing balance back would be, you know, managing blood sugar levels, working on the detoxification system, making sure the digestion is optimal, working on adrenal function so that, you know, dealing with stress and those other things that are all going to throw the physiology of the body off, which then can make us feel maybe a little bit sluggish or like things just aren't, you know, going as well as they could be.
Right. How would you describe your style of kind of working with clients? I mean, what does that initial consultation look like?
My initial consultation, you know, is really trying to get a feel of what the patient's coming in for and then really discussing just my approach to things. So, you know, how we can go about working with them and what they're coming in with. So when I work with patients, I always try to meet them where they're at. So coming in and changing your diet is a very intimidating and very difficult thing to do. So I try to make sure that they're comfortable with the changes that we're making and that we're not making too many changes too quickly, because that's going to result in failure on both my part as well as the patient. And so it's really an open communication about this is what I think we need to do to get you where you want to go. And then the patient, you know, coming back and saying, yeah, I can do that, or no, is there a different way to go about it? So really flexible, really kind of driven by both myself and the patient.
Because it's really all about communication. And when I say communication, not only just talking, but being honest with each other, kind of like I was with you, like I'm not eating that. But seriously, it is something where you just have to be honest, say, okay, you know what, man, I can't eat that. But are there other alternatives we can do? And if there's not, then we just got to grow up and buckle down and suck it up and eat it. But it's really all about just really being honest with you of what we are going to do, right?
Yep, absolutely. So, I would rather see someone make two small changes than 10 really big ones at one time.
Sure. Because I think a lot of times, like you said, if people say, okay, I want to lose 40 pounds, and they focus on losing 40 pounds. Well, that's a big number. So I think if we go into it, folks, and, hey, what I want to lose this week or in the next 2 weeks, you know, of 8 pounds or 10 pounds, I mean, it's more in steps instead of looking at that big number, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, people come in here all the time, and they're like, I want to lose a bunch of weight, and that's great, and I'll pay attention to it. But really it's more about changing the physiology so that you feel good, and the weight loss should be a side effect of that. If we're doing our job right, then the weight should just naturally come off.
Sure. Jess Sorcy is our guest. She is the metabolic coordinator at Integrated Health Systems. You can check out their website, integratedhealthdenver.com. So when we talk about nutrition, I mean, wow, it is just, it's changed so much over the years. And you look at, you know, these different aisles in our grocery stores, and just because it's on that health food aisle doesn't necessarily mean it's healthy. So is one of the bigger steps, or one of the first steps that you do, just trying to get us to understand labels and what we're eating?
Yes, most definitely. There is so much confusion around the food industry and, you know, different diets and where people should be. So really those first few appointments is about educating on, you know, what is a healthy diet for most people, and then how to navigate through the challenges of the grocery store and reading labels and knowing the difference between natural and organics and genetically modified foods and all those new terms that are out there that everyone's becoming more aware of.
Right.
So definitely guide everyone in understanding those choices.
Sure. And then, you know, another thing I think that we all have to understand, if we're going to go down this journey of getting healthy and weight loss, we didn't get to where we are overnight, and there is no, you know, magic pill or potion or things that are out there sometimes on the market that we see advertised. I mean, we really have to get in the mindset, and I think it's really all between our ears of getting this done and understanding it's a lifestyle change.
Yes, I can't tell you how much I preach that. It's not a 6 weeks, let's clean up your diet and then go back to, you know, how you're eating before. It's really about figuring out how you can incorporate this into everyday life. and finding a balance with that so that you can, you know, go to family functions or parties and be social, but also keep your health as a top priority.
Right. And, you know, one thing I think is just great about, you know, integrated health systems there with Dr. Stedman is, too, because he was on the other day with us and he talked about, you know, if you're not losing weight and you are doing the steps that you feel are necessary, maybe it's not your fault, meaning it could be thyroid imbalances, digestive problems, all that. So this is kind of your one-stop shop because you guys are right there together. You can communicate well of what's going on with a patient. And I see that as a win-win. Instead of going, you know, to you as a nutritionist person that's trying to help me and then having to make an appointment with another doctor and then trying to get everybody on the same page, to me, it's just a great deal to have both of you right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, when we talk about, giving us the tools that we need, and I think, like I say, I think you used a great word there, just education and getting us to understand that. Do you find it's better with a coaching type of way that you go about it, where we check in with you and all that? Because I know I do better under that. I just do, you know. And I mean, you look at all the pro sports, all the stuff. I mean, you know, there's multiple coaches on one football team because they're there for different reasons. But do you find it people do better for the most part with a coach like you?
Yes, it's a lot to take on your own, and there's a lot of stuff that pops up that people don't realize, you know. Like, they're like, well, I'm eating better, but I'm fatigued, so what do we need to do? So then we can make adjustments from there. But also, you know, just knowing that you're going to follow up with somebody, and you're like, okay, I'm going to do well this week. I'm going to eat the foods that she told me to eat so that I can go report that to her. So there's the accountability as well. But I think, you know, having that, just that relationship with someone of working on the same goal together is really beneficial for a lot of these patients. And then again, it's still about the education piece as well. So we do a lot of that during the follow-up appointments.
Right. Again, Jess Sorcy is our guest. She's a metabolic coordinator at Integrated Health Systems. You can check out their website, integratedhealthdenver.com. And if someone wants to come in just for a consultation, how does that work as far as cost and all, just for an initial consultation?
We do a free 30-minute consultation. So anyone that's interested in, you know, getting care at Integrative Health can just call the front office, and we can get you scheduled to learn a little bit more about what we do and how we can help.
All right, and that number is 303-781-5617, 303-781-5617. Well, Jess, we're going to do some of these kind of wellness-type topics with you and try to get you on a couple of times a month to talk about these things and just to bring that education side of it. And then hopefully we can get some folks in there because maybe you've already seen it where some came in earlier in the year here and had that New Year's resolution, and all of a sudden it's already not going so well. So, again, if you fall off that wagon, get back on it, right? Don't stop.
Yep, keep going.
Absolutely. Well, Jess, hey, we appreciate you taking a few minutes with us today. And, again, we'll be talking to you a couple times a month here to help us out here in this matter of wellness and nutrition. So we appreciate your time.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
All right. Again, that's Jess Sorcy, Metabolic Coordinator at Integrated Health Systems, integratedhealthdenver.com, and they'll help you out. I want to thank all of our guests today, and be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com, and our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Have a great day, and leave it right here on KLZ 560.